Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight, but by no means is contaminating our groundwater an excuse to let natural gas come in here. I think it's somewhat economic predation in a state that is hurting for cash and needs money to come in here with multi-billion transnational companies and promise us cash in exchange so we can't drink our groundwater.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Clean Air Act. It's not a Clean Air Act. You can make exceptions.
No fracking way! 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 No fracking way!
Most importantly, yesterday, we are beginning to ask the members of the high-volume hydraulic fracturing advisory panel to sign a pledge that the de facto moratorium will not be lifted on horizontal hydrofracking unless there's a consensus among all government officials and all potentially impacted parties that the problems in the coalition letter are fully resolved.
Has anybody signed it yet?
Not yet. I just sent it out last night. But the interesting thing is that a lot of environmentalists have voiced concerns about the issues in the coalition letter. We'll see if they have the strength of their convictions.
But I mean, the advisory panel is looking more at, you know, community impacts as well as fee structure. I mean, is that the right way to direct your letter, I guess?
We've directed the letter at the governor. We very respectfully asked the governor to withdraw the draft. And we've enumerated 17 key concerns, starting with total lack of enforcement. But we believe that those panel members are speaking very, very powerfully to DEC, and that's how come we've asked them to pledge not to allow the de facto moratorium to be lifted until all the concerns have been resolved. We really believe that no one should be vilified. They have their job to do. We have our job to do. We understand this is a very challenging situation. There are going to be 3,000 people screaming, in and out. And, we try to make sure that we get our voices heard, but we don't want to create problems.
And you're hoping that with these 3,000 that maybe they'll at least pay more attention to the issue or their minds might be changed?
Well, we're going to flyer the people going into the state of the state. So that as they're sitting there listening to the speech, they'll actually be able to read a flyer, outlining the campaign to withdraw the revised draft SGEIS because it doesn't fulfill the requirements of the executive order.
So, Walter, what is your hopes of what will happen? What will be the outcome from today?
The outcome will be, hopefully, that the governor hears our message loud and clear and responds favorably to our request to withdraw the revised draft.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're from the Friends of Sustainable Sydney. We're a town that's like maybe about 20 miles west of Oneonta. And not only do we have fracking to worry about in our town, but we also have a pipeline they're trying to run through. So we're really, getting it from all ends. So we really worked hard in this last election. We got two anti-fracking candidates on our town board, so we're really taking a proactive stance and really taking responsibility to stop this.
So you're working? Are they working on legislation for your town?
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. They are.
What do you hope to see happen from the efforts of everyone here today?
They need to ban fracking, not only statewide, but worldwide. There is no safe way to do this. It's going after an unnecessary resource. We need to start concentrating our focus on renewable resources, solar, wind, and geothermal, because even if there is gas, how long is it going to last? It's only a patch. It's only a Band-Aid. And in the process, they're going to destroy everything. They're going to destroy our drinking water and our land. So we have to make the jump over to green energy eventually anyway. Why not just do it now before we ruin everything in the process?
But the other thing about about farming is that we're right on the cusp of people trying to buy local products. And in New York State, there's so many wonderful new farms. And this fracking is going to just put them out of business. Their water is going to be polluted. Their land is going to be industrialized. I have a 200-acre farm, and I'm trying to build it up. And I'm going to have 100% loss in my farm and the 20 years we've put into it if my neighbor, which they're threatening to do, decides to sign a lease. And not only that, it's prospectors who are buying up farmland, and they don't even live there, and they're not going to have their water spoiled because they don't live there. They're buying it as an investment in fracking. It's scandalous. Just at the time when we could have local food and preserve our beautiful Catskill Hills.
We live 3 hours north of the biggest global marketplace, New York City, and we're not utilizing that resource, and that's a crime, because everybody could be benefiting from trade with New York City.
Right, right.
Where do you think people are going to get their milk and their meat and their vegetables if our water and our land is spoiled? If New York can hold out, we can be the breadbasket, not only the view shed, but the food shed of New York City and other big cities like Albany.
And the other thing we need to do is to move towards sustainable energy. We can have solar energy here because the weather gets cold, and so solar energy works very well in colder weather. And we could have that, and we also need to retrofit our schools and our buildings, and that would provide jobs. If we would rebuild our infrastructure here and use our monies that way rather than allowing somebody to come in and deplete our resources, because you may have money, but money can't buy clean water. Money can't buy good health.
My name is Lisa Montanus, and I'm from Woodstock. And I'm here because, quite frankly, I don't think fracking can be done safely. And I think the SGEIS that's been proposed has some serious flaws and needs to be withdrawn, but overall I think any SGEIS is not going to address the fundamental issue that fracking is just raping our land and putting people's health and the ecosystem's health at risk. It can't be done safely. So that's the bottom line for me.
Okay.
But the first step is let's withdraw this SGEIS.
Right. So what would you say to people who would say that we need more gas?
I would say that we need to invest our time and money into finding sustainable sources of energy. We don't need more gas. And I would also say that we also need to start looking at conservation, and no one's taking a serious look at that.
Hi, I'm Joan Walker, and I'm from Northern Ulster County. And I'm here in Albany because we think Governor Cuomo's about to get away with murder, and not enough people are watching. We want him to withdraw this ridiculous environmental impact statement, which, although 1,000 pages long, is just baloney in terms of keeping us safe. I'm also with a group called Frackbusters New York, which you can find at frackbustersnewyork.org, which is advocating that hydrofracking, the regulation of hydrofracking, be removed from the regulatory arena, because the regulatory arena, such as the Department of Environmental Conservation, their main purpose is to be a buffer between the corporations and the people, and they will find a way to frack as safe as possible, and it's impossible to do it safely. In fact, not only if the corporations are willing to do it as safe as possible, which they obviously aren't in any other state. And so we believe hydrofracking is a crime. The results of hydrofracking will be criminal. It is all over the country, killing the environment and eventually people, and that it should be in the criminal arena. And we are advocating for that at this point.
I'm Cindy Campbell. I'm from Cherry Valley, New York, and I'm here today because I think we have to participate in democracy, and I feel very strongly that hydrofracking will be bad for New York State, and I want to let the governor know that. I'd like to see him ban hydrofracking in the state of New York. I think it's a very dangerous practice. I think that when the experience of other places in the country has been gathered and all of the research has been done, they'll figure out that this is not something that New York State wants to be involved in. I'm a nurse, and so I'm very aware of the principle of prevention, and I think that until we know the science behind this, that to engage in it is very, very risky. Once you pollute the watershed, it can disrupt both human health, agricultural health, and environmental health. And New York State has great resources. We have good water, we have agricultural resources, and that's the basis of our economics. Hydrofracking may give short-term gains to a very small number of people. It may give gains to the people who lease their property, but I don't think that's going to be long-term gains, and I don't think it's going to be half as much as they think it will be. Primarily, it will be for the wealth of the gas companies. So I think it's foolhardy to proceed, and I'd like to see the ban continued.
Are people leasing their, signing leases where you live?
Actually, there's a large percentage of the counties in our area that have already been leased. Mm. Promised money, signed leases. Many of the leases were signed before the landowners even knew what hydrofracking was. I think they were promised money and told it would be safe, that it would be unobtrusive, that it would provide them a source of income without any risk. I don't think anybody told the landowners that there would be billions of gallons of water used in the state of New York in this process that would then be so toxic that there was no way of reclaiming it to make it safe to drink. There still are not water facilities to treat this wastewater. They just haven't worked out the logistics. But if they had told the people who signed leases that there'd be thousands of tanker trucks passing by their houses, that their water could be polluted, their neighbor's water could be polluted, they might never be able to sell their property because no one will give a mortgage on a property that has a lease. That the air pollution could be as bad as, worse than the city of Los Angeles. I just don't think they would have signed that lease.
Wes Gillingham, that's WESGILLINGHAM. I'm the program director of Catskill Mountain Keeper. We're here today because we have an incumbent governor who's going to do his state of the state and talk about all the wonderful accomplishments that he's had in the last year. But what we have is one issue that's haunting him, that's hanging over his head, and has been hanging over his head since he ran for this job, and that's the issue of gas drilling and hydrofracking in New York State. It's a huge industrialization of the state. There's so many impacts that haven't been adequately dealt with, both in our regulations and this process that we're going through. And the process is looking, at this point, pretty flawed. And the governor can't get away with saying, oh, we're only going to do it if it's safe, because they haven't been able to show us that it is safe. It is inherently a destructive process. And there's so much information coming out. We're really seeing that the process is not a scientific process. It's become a political process. And he needs to see that the bulk of New York State does not want this in their communities.
Right. The numbers have shifted dramatically. Would you say in terms of the people that are now strongly opposed to hydrofracking?
Absolutely. And in fact, even from the beginning, it's been shown over and over again that once people learn about it and read about the facts and the technologies that are used and how they're abused, people become very strongly against gas drilling. It's just not a matter of getting the right regulation there. And this is a real serious problem that the science is not adequate to show that it's protective of New York. And the governor is not protecting New York by pushing this stuff forward. And he needs to get that message.
Right.
The draft SGEIS that they put out, they use build-out figures that way exceed what industry showed, what Terry Engelder shows at Penn State, actually exceed what would actually happen just to inflate the economic figures. That's ridiculous. Again, that's a political process. That's not scientific.
Because the companies that want to frack, they're a bunch of crooks, and they want to just take over your land, do whatever they want with it.
Are you a landowner?
I own 150 acres up here in Delaware County.
Delaware County.
In Franklin, New York.
So are people signing leases there?
Some have, because they told them that your next door neighbor signed and stuff. And they'd look to beat you out of money and everything. I know there's literature that 3 years later, they're still waiting for royalties and they haven't gotten them.
Wow.
And their wells get ruined and then they have no well.
And they can't sell their land either.
And banks also won't give mortgages out on these lands that have leases.
Are you farming on your land?
I have 3 horses, 16 Hereford cows. I have chickens. And if the water starts getting polluted, you're not going to be able to grow anything. They're going to die.
Right.
The only thing it's going to be good for is to dump the garbage from Manhattan up here if they do that. Might as well bring Allstate, Waldorf, and all Red Bull and Green Bay, all of them up here to dump garbage after they drill. Because land won't be good for nothing else.
So what's your message to Governor Cuomo today?
Do not let it go through. Tell him not to drill at all in New York. If you also want to help the people downstate. Because the water originally will run down from here all the way down to the city. So if the 5 boroughs think they're going to get away with it, you're next in line. You won't be able to live in this 5 boroughs. Where are you going to get your water from? Can you buy all the water you need? And I worked in most of the 3 boroughs. Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn. So I have a lot of relatives in Brooklyn and Queens.
So are they aware of this issue? Are they?
Well, I've told them. I know a lot of people and just don't do it because it's going to ruin the whole New York State.
Right.
It's a wake-up call in Pennsylvania, so why do it here? And everywhere else they've drilled. And the earth is also going to start descending after they drill because of pulling out the gas from underneath. So you're not talking about one problem. You're going to have a lot of problems. These big corporates, they're the ones that are going to make the money. They're going to ship it overseas. And they're going to get $30 to $40 or whatever to the cost of $3 here.
Yeah. They're already shipping it overseas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know the facts.
Yeah.
I don't read. I don't like to read things, but I know the facts personally from people that have had the problems accumulated.
Your neighbors?
Like somebody from Pennsylvania that they put a water buffalo and they took it away because they ruined their water. And they had the basement like a science lab to get water purified. And eventually they put a water buffalo and then they took it away. And they come on your land with armed guards. On your land. So do you want this? Think before you sign on that dotted line.
Thanks.
Epifanio Peter Bevilacqua, affiliated with Local 79 Mason Tenders. 26 years in the union. Retired September 17th. Thanks to the union. Without a union, you can't retire either.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There's not a single word in the state of the state about horizontal hydrofracking, even though it's one of the most important issues before New Yorkers. Can you believe that? He's totally ducking us because he doesn't have a good answer for how this can be done safely.
Hydrofracking's got to go.
Hey, go!
Kenneth Fogarty, Ken Fogarty, and I'm from Shenango County, New York, which is about halfway between Binghamton and Utica, if you're familiar with those places.
Mm-hmm.
A very conservative area, of course, very economically depressed area. So people are easy targets to this false stream that they're spreading, that we'll come in and frack and everything's going to be paradise and you'll have money in your pockets, etc. And it's really sad to see them taken advantage of in that way. And as a result, what we've been doing in Shenango County, those of us that are concerned and have learned about this issue, which took years of study for us, we now have two organizations. One is called SeaCare, which is Shenango Community Action for Renewable Energy. This shows that there is a way, there is an alternative. We don't have to say, well, we have to choose from one dirty, toxic source to another dirty source. And the other one is Sustainable Shenango, which we took as our model, Sustainable Otsego, which had a very successful political events occurring, where many towns there are moved to banning. Ed, who is nearby here, his town just turned, and now we expect Butternuts to vote for a ban in their first session.
And what's the alternative you guys are proposing?
Well, solar energy is certainly one, and then they'll say, well, we don't get that much sun here. But Germany, for example, is somewhere between 20 and 30% of their energy use comes from solar energy. And the amount of sun they get in Germany is much less than the amount of sun we get here in Shenango County. Who alerted me to that was a Dr. Gay Knopf. She is affiliated with Binghamton University, and she's a NASA scientist, and she's also a doctorate in physics. So, and she has a solar energy organization down there. I believe it's the next town over from Binghamton. And she came and she showed us all these statistics, so that it's very doable. And the only reason that we're clinging to the old ways is they want to deplete that so-called resource. And then they will say, now it's time for a bridge to move on. But the problem is the earth will be destroyed by that time. We need that now. We should have done it yesterday. So that's what we're doing in Shenango County. Good.
That sounds great, Ken. And, so what would be your message to Governor Cuomo today?
Well, we know that Governor Cuomo is ambitious. He may have his eye on so-called higher office in Washington. And I think if that is his ambition, he would be better served to ride the green giant and jump on the environmental issue. It's the wave of the future. Don't stay with the past. The earth is polluted and the earth is in great trouble. And I know he likes to take his children camping. I saw him this summer going around upstate New York. Doesn't he want his grandchildren to have that same opportunity? Or does he want to be remembered as the one that destroyed the pristine environment we have up here? It's sad, and I think perhaps he's in a bubble and he's being a victim of the propaganda of this huge toxic energy machine. But anyone who has studied this issue, all scientists are agreed, it's dangerous, it's the wrong way to go. And it's rather surprising to see that he hasn't alerted himself to that.
Right. And it feels like the world is really watching his decision. It could really be a pivotal moment.
Oh, yes. And he's a very astute politician. Frankly, I think at the moment he knows he has a big hot potato in his hand. He invented these advisory groups to take the blame if whatever decision he makes. So he can say, well, I did what they told me. But this is much more serious than that. He has to get out of that narrow scope that most politicians put on themselves. Right? And we're offering him a reasonable, rational, green future. It's win-win for everybody. I don't know why he doesn't join us. So, but his dad had problems with the radioactive dumps, though, didn't he? But eventually he came around. And we're hoping that he inherited some of the wisdom from his father.
Thanks.
Nice talking with you.
I see you have a sign that says farming and fracking don't mix.
Right. Well, Mary Faith Miller, we have a dairy farm in Summerhill, New York. And
where is Summerhill?
Summerhill is sort of between Cortland and Ithaca, or Cortland and Groton, kind of that area. So when the landman came, you know, he sat down at our kitchen table and he told us, you know, he painted this picture of drilling that, you know, sounded a lot like the kind of drilling that maybe my grandfather's day might have known. But the lease that we signed did not reflect that kind of drilling at all. And it was a really big shock to us when we found out what we had opened ourselves up to and how we had, how we had put our neighbors in jeopardy and all our water in jeopardy. And if we could turn back time and not sign that lease, I think I would pay back everything double to be out of that lease. And but we can't. We're stuck with it. And so
we can't
get out of the lease. My 79-year-old, mother-in-law signed it, believing in the words of the landman at the kitchen table, which is the way it's always been done. But the lease was a whole different animal, and I think it was just classic, bait and switch, really. So there we are. We're stuck with this lease, and it's unbelievable that they can do what they're proposing to do. I mean, if I propose something like, say, putting a landfill. Say I want to make my beautiful dairy farm into a landfill. And there was going to be trucks coming and going night and day, or maybe there was going to be stadium lighting all night on my landfill, or maybe the water was even threatened in any way. All it would take would be, 50 signatures from my neighbors, and that deal would be done. They would take those signatures right to the town council, and, the prevailing wisdom of the town council would shut it down. But here it is, right at our doorstep, and where's the prevailing wisdom? That's what government is supposed to be about. Is protecting us from, abusive, insane ideas like this drilling. And I just can't believe that we don't have recourse. And, that's why I'm here today, to ask, to ask our governor, to step in and say, this is a bad idea.
Thank you. So just tell me your name and where you're from and why you're here.
My name is Andra, and I brought my daughter with me, and we're here today from Syracuse. We're here because it's important for her to see how government works and learn about public policy, and it's important to speak up for our environmental health and our public health in New York State. It's not too late. We haven't lost it yet. We can still save it. Ban hydrofracking. That's the message.
That's the message to Governor Cuomo.
That's the message. He can do it. He can be the hero.